tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting, the time when you grab the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, the boyfriends, the girlfriends, or, if you're so inclined, all together. Gather them around the old tube radios. It's time once again for that weekly culinary journey into true theater of the mind radio, Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs, the only live radio cooking show in the world which takes you on that true theater of the mind cooking. Yes, Chef and a Fat Man are listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town. Also on Satcom 2 with an asynchronous orbit of 10,000 miles. I don't know. I don't have a satellite, but it sounds impressive anyway, my friends. We're glad you're with us today. And, of course, you couldn't be with us without the incredible sponsors. First and foremost, the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. And you notice the chorus isn't really here with us today. I think half of them are still in Israel. But also by Real Sweet Onions. Peruvian Sweet are the sweetest onions on earth right now, and the very best come from Schumann Produce and Real Sweet Onions. And how do you know, my friends, when you go to the store, how do you know if you're getting Real Sweet Onions? Well, if it doesn't say it on the bag or the tag, it ain't. And, of course, by Fee Brothers, they are the incredible cocktail mixes, cordial syrups at all. Fee Brothers and their family have been making adult beverages, or should I say condiments to the beverages, since 1863. And by GoIsrael.com and LL Airlines. What a combination for the trip of a lifetime, my friends. Having just returned from Israel, in fact, this is our first show back from Israel, I'm going to be talking a little bit about it throughout the show. You've already heard one show. We've got another show coming up after our special guests show. And we're going to play that one right before Christmas, because to really understand Israel is to understand the people. And for Christians and Jews, it doesn't make any difference. Everybody is one in Israel. There is a feeling, a vibe in Israel like no place on earth. And you must go. If you have to give up 2 or 3 years of vacations to save up to go to Israel, do it. Because the people are absolutely amazing. We had so many unique and rare opportunities. It's the safest place on earth to go. The people are amazing and beautiful. The country is incredible. The culinary, outrageously, even though they don't do a lot of meat, which is kind of hard on my system. But also, their wines are outstanding. All this and so much more. Check it out. GoIsrael.com. LL Airlines. LL Airlines is not just an airline that flies to Israel. It is Israel. And when we got on, the very first moment we got on the plane, you knew you were going to someplace special, because the people that took care of you were very special. And, oh, my friends, I'll tell you, if you're going down to New Orleans, why not spend a little Christmas time down in New Orleans? Nothing rocks like the heart and soul of our country is New Orleans, Louisiana. And their Christmas time is rocking. And if you can still get reservations, try to check out the Hotel Monteleon. It is the crown jewel of the French Quarter. And with that being said, we were hoping that Chef Eric was going to be with us today, because we have such a cool guest with us today. Man, we are so lucky to have the greatest authors and greatest chefs in the world on this show. And today is no exception, and we couldn't have done it without the great, great folks, Matt and Cindy and Rob and everybody here at Cook's Warehouse. And we are here doing this show today, and it's amazing. Cook's Warehouse is like the candy store for cooks, for people who just love to get in the kitchen and immerse themselves. This is a place you come to go and drool. this is a place you come to go to get every little kitchen gadget, knickknack, weird thing you could possibly think of for the kitchen. You get it here at Cook's Warehouse. The prices are very good. The accessibility is outstanding. If you want the very highest quality to the most unique products on earth. In fact, they do this coffee with this foamy stuff on it that they do right. It's what are you giggling about over there? Settle down. It's absolutely an amazing, amazing place. And it's the Cook's Warehouse, East Cobb. And if you haven't had a chance to come there, if you've got a cook in your life or a potential cook in your life, you come to Cook's Warehouse, and I guarantee you'll find the ultimate gift. And speaking of ultimate gifts, this gal came to us thanks to a bunch of great people, Workman Press. Everybody came together to make all this happen. Esther and Robert, I mean, everybody comes together to help make this show better by introducing us to the greatest and most fun chefs in the world. And my friends, we get probably two or three requests a week from publishers and TV people and everybody to have their authors or chefs on our show. And as much as we really appreciate it and we try to give everybody a look, we pick and choose the ones we want because we only have so much time. But boy, the time you're going to spend with us today is going to be well worth it because our next guest, our guest chef, is really somebody special because she cooks to my heart. She cooks to my soul. When I got her cookbook, I opened it up and I said, all right, here's another cookbook. Let me check it out. And when I started reading the stories and I started looking, I knew what the recipes were. I mean, I recognized the food. I didn't have to have, I didn't have to go grocery shopping for 6 hours to cook a two-course meal. I related to it, and then I found it, a brown gravy recipe that absolutely went with her pot roast recipe that I cooked for the She Beast. And I got to tell you, she was so enamored with it that I got the cookbook 4 weeks ago. She has had this author's recipe three times. In fact, when I left to go to Mexico Beach, she said, instead of doing a traditional Thanksgiving, can you just cook that roast that you did with that brown gravy that you did that our next guest did from her cookbook? And I said, absolutely. So without further ado, my friends, what a great way to bring holiday home to the kitchen. Our very special guest author today and cook, she was the former editor-at-large for Southern Living Magazine, the only magazine on earth that won't talk to us, but I'll work on that. But besides that, she is also the publisher of the insanely popular southernplate.com. Millions of people go to this site. They love her pictures. They love her artistry. They love her personality. And guess what? She shows you in pictures how to do your recipes. It's unbelievable. Her second cookbook, meeting with wild acclaim, is Come Home to Supper. Ladies and gentlemen, our very special guest, Christy Jordan. Yay! Sing us a song, Christy.
Oh, I told him I would sing. Good morning, hey, how are you today? Good morning to you. And now you know why I have to be able to cook.
No, you actually, hey, listen, you got some pretty good pipes.
Oh, well, I don't sing well, I sing loud.
Are you a shower singer?
I sing all the time, all through really? The house. It drives my kids crazy. My son, they had this storytelling festival once at his school, and he said, Mama, this lady came in, and she was singing that song that you sing every morning. And I said, oh, baby, did you think, oh, my mom sings that? And he said, no. I thought, am I going to have to hear this the rest of my life?
You know, it's so, like when you go to Disney World, and you hear that what is it, the little people?
Yes, it's a small world.
It's a small world. They should be outlawed from playing because once you go through it, it sticks with you for weeks afterwards.
Yes, I think this for the rest of your life.
This is like waltz. Don't, Cindy, stop it. I'll tell you, my friends, when I read Christy Jordan's cookbook, it's a good read. It's got 200 recipes. It's an amazing, amazing cookbook. And Christy, you touch my soul because
you are so sweet. Thank
you. Because you bring the recipes that people can understand. It's like home cooking.
I call it normal people food.
We call it blue-collar cooking, man. I mean, it's for the everyday person. If you don't have hours to spend in the kitchen,
And who, you know, not many of us do. The people who need it the most, the people who yearn to come home to supper every night, are the ones who have families and they're busy and, you know, they're trying to take the kids to soccer and after school meetings and stuff. And this is what this book is for them. This is like my go-to book, that if I had only this book, these are the suppers I cook for my family.
Well,
and
you talk about go-to, we're going to go to a commercial break right here. And when we come back,
you get to sing.
No. We don't need any bleeding ears for the holidays. Our guest, Christy Jordan, author of the wildly popular brand new second cookbook, Come Home to Supper, Chef of the Fat Man. We are live at the Cook's Warehouse at East Cobb, the greatest place on earth with the greatest people on earth, taking it to the streets of fashionable East Cobb, baby.